from WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Thursday, June 2nd. Coming up, as the four Republican candidates for Congress in Illinois' 13th District prepare to debate tonight, we'll recap last week's 13th District Democratic debate. That story is coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. U.S. Senator Dick Durbin is responding to a report of violent conditions at an Illinois federal prison. NPR and the Marshall Project reported this week that Thompson Prison in northern Illinois has become one of the deadliest in the U.S., with five suspected homicides and two alleged suicides since 2019. Durbin says he has a personal interest in the facility because he fought to open it after it sat vacant.
But we want to make certain that the services that are being rendered there are fair and consistent with America's values. Serious questions have been raised, and we've called for the Inspector General and others to take a close look at this. No excuses. Just because it's a home state prison doesn't mean it's going to be treated any differently than the rest. It'll be held to the highest standards.
Durbin made his comments during a visit to Rockford on Wednesday. Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul has filed the office's first-ever hate crime lawsuit under expanded authority approved 4 years ago. Jane Carlson reports.
The complaint alleges 67-year-old Cheryl Hampton and her 45-year-old son Chad Hampton lynched an effigy of their black neighbor. They hung it from a tree a few feet from the man's property with a noose made of rope, and they bound the effigy's hands and torso with chains. And they displayed a racial slur and a Confederate flag in a window that faced the neighbor's home. Chad Hampton also spray-painted swastikas on a garage facing the neighbor's property and doused his yard with weed killer. According to the complaint, the hate crimes occurred in 2020 in the city of Savannah in Carroll County. That's where the lawsuit was filed. A 2018 amendment to the Illinois hate crime statute allows the Attorney General to file civil lawsuits for hate crime offenses independent of criminal prosecution. This is the first time the office has utilized that expanded authority. I'm Jane Carlson.
Minors in Illinois no longer need parental consent or a judge's waiver to get an abortion. Legislation repealing Illinois' parental notification law went into effect Wednesday. Republican Congressman Rodney Davis reacted to the news in light of the recent leaked draft opinion from the Supreme Court that could overturn Roe v. Wade.
J.B. Pritzker just eviscerated the last vestige of pro-life legislation that existed in Illinois. It's a sad state when Illinois is going to continue to invest hard-earned tax dollars for abortions here in this state.
Davis commented during a tour of the Gromark FS grain elevator outside Champaign yesterday. He's running in the June GOP primary against fellow incumbent Mary Miller in the newly drawn 15th congressional district. Miller spoke against repealing the Parental Notice Act last fall, saying that, quote, the left wants to strip the rights of parents in every way possible, end quote. Illinois' parental notification law allowed judges to make exceptions for minors who faced medical emergencies or abuse or neglect from a family member. According to the ACLU, more than 600 young people sought a judge's approval before getting an abortion during the life of the law. Surveyors will start knocking on doors in rural Champaign County this weekend. As Illinois Newsroom's Emily Hayes reports, their survey will help close internet gaps in the county.
Champaign County sent out postcards last week to almost 4,000 rural addresses. They asked recipients to fill out a brief survey online about whether they are happy with their internet. Mary Alice Wu is the University of Illinois Data Analytics Director. She's leading the survey team. She knows county residents have gotten the postcards because she's starting to receive calls from them.
One person's phone call was that they don't have a computer, so they can't respond to the survey. And if we want to call them back, we can. I got a phone call this morning. It was trying to make sure it wasn't spam.
Champaign County has decided to spend $3 million in COVID-19 relief on closing gaps in rural broadband. I'm Emily Hayes, Illinois Newsroom.
Still to come, a look back at last week's debate between the two Democratic candidates for Congress in Illinois' 13th District. That story from Harrison Malkin is coming up next on 217 Today.
Illinois Public Media, WAND-TV, and the League of Women Voters of Champaign County will host a debate among Republicans running in the 13th Congressional District primary, Jesse Rising, Matt Hausman, Regan Deering, and Terry Martin, and will feature questions from local journalists and constituents. Join us and hear directly from the candidates, June 2nd at 7 on WILL AM 580 and streaming online at will.illinois.edu.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Tonight, four Republican candidates hoping to represent the 13th Congressional District will debate here at Illinois Public Media. Last week, the Democratic candidates, Nikki Budzinski, a former aide to President Joe Biden and Governor J.B. Pritzker, and David Palmer, a businessman and former basketball player, faced off. As Harrison Malkin reports, they largely agreed on the issues plaguing Americans, but differed in a few key areas.
After the recent mass shootings in Buffalo, New York, and Texas, David Palmer and Nikki Budzinski said they support universal background checks on gun purchases and red flag laws, which allow guns to be taken from people at risk of harming themselves or others. Palmer, a gun owner, is advocating for responsible gun ownership.
You know, in this state, we have really good gun laws. You know, I'm a Ford card holder. I'm a gun owner. I believe in responsible gun ownership. But that's just not the case in a lot of places.
While Palmer is strongly in favor of an assault weapons ban, in a post-debate news conference, Budzinski didn't answer directly about her position.
Yeah, I support, universal background checks. I support red flag laws. I think those are things that haven't been able to get accomplished. And I think that in Congress, those would be the things I would be very, focused on.
A federal assault weapons ban expired in 2004, but President Joe Biden is seeking to reenact that measure. Budzinski and Palmer agreed on funding and supporting mental health institutions, but said it shouldn't be an excuse to not deal with gun violence itself. Illinois is the second largest corn producer in the nation, and Budzinski supports the year-round production of E15, which is 15% ethanol and 85% regular gasoline. The summertime ban on E15 has already been lifted by President Biden to lower gas prices.
One of the things that I very much support is a year-round E15 blend, which I think does a couple of things. I think, one, it provides relief at the gas pump, but I also think it provides support to our family farmers and ethanol.
Palmer pointed out the environmental risk of ethanol, including its carbon footprint and creation of ground-level smog. He instead proposed a gas tax holiday, which proponents argue would slightly decrease gas prices.
We do have to do things that make them feel more equitable. I think things like, the gas tax holiday, which is something that's going to be important here.
They're equally afraid of leaving working class people in Illinois behind in a nationwide transition to a greener economy. As the war rages on in Ukraine, the U.S. will send another aid package to the country, this time $700 million in military support. Budzinski called Russian President Vladimir Putin a thug. While both candidates expressed firm support for the Ukrainian people, Palmer disagreed on how to best approach the situation.
I think I do champion the sentiment as well that we do have to stand up to Vladimir Putin and the Russian regime. But I think that we're spending too much money. I think that we have too many, crisis-level things going on right now in our country.
As inflation wreaks havoc on U.S. consumers, Budzinski said it's the main focus of her campaign. She sees it as stemming from COVID-19, an over-reliance on the global economy, and the erosion of the middle class, which Palmer said he's proudly a member of. Budzinski indicated her support for President Biden's child tax credit, among other policy proposals.
When I get to Congress, I'm going to fight to help middle-class families keep more of what they earn. And what I mean by that is lowering the cost of prescription drugs. It's capping the cost of insulin. It's extending the child tax credit.
Palmer said safety is the most important issue, and he brought up the intersection between gun violence, economic inequality, and an underfunded education system. I'm Harrison Malkin, Illinois Newsroom.
The Democratic debate in the 13th Congressional District was hosted by Illinois Public Media and co-sponsored by WAND News and the League of Women Voters of Champaign County. You can see the entire event on our YouTube channel. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see mostly sunny skies today with a high of 77 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Sydney Wood. Reporting today contributed by Juan Pablo Ramirez-Franco, Jane Carlson, Emily Hayes, and Harrison Malkin. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.